Brownstone and Froward Point Walk, Landscape and Wildlife. Much of the area around Froward Point is owned by the National Trust. The Trust works with its tenant farmers to manage the cultivated land for farmland birds and rare arable plants, with help from countryside stewardship grants. Many of the fields are home to the skylark, a species declining on farmland in many areas. The liquid song of this crested bird can often be heard as it rises in its characteristic song flight. The linnet, a sociable ground-feeding finch, is also found here, as is the rare cell bunting with its yellow and black facial stripes and green-brown plumage. Among the rare arable flowers in these fields are the pink-lipped flowers of the lesser snapdragon, the bright blue cornflower, and the purple and yellow flowers of the sharp-leaved fluellen. The conifers you pass after leaving the battery are Monterey and Corsican pines, which are tolerant of salt winds and harsh weather. Keep an eye out for the peregrine falcons, particularly as you pass above Newfoundland Cove. With blue-grey plumage above and white and dark bars below, this falcon is the world's fastest animal. When swooping to catch their prey, it can reach speeds of more than 200 miles per hour. The large outcropping of rock you can see as you round the headland from Froward is the mewstone. Popular with seabirds, including razorbill and guillemots, who roost and nest here, it is also the most easterly haul-out point for grey seals in English Channel. You can regularly spot them on the rocks at low tide or swimming around the island. This rocky island, along with many in the area, got its name from the Old Devon word for gull, mew, probably taken from the sound it makes when calling. The cliff tops are ablaze in spring with coastal wildflowers, including massive swathes of primroses and violets on the open tops between Old Mill Bay and Pudcombe Cove, and bluebells in the wooded copses nearer to Colleton Fishacre. You can often find lizards basking in the sun on the warm rocks near to the coastal path, and sometimes, if you are lucky, pods of common dolphins or harbour porpoise swimming out at sea.